Hello, friends. Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. We've got something today. A couple innocent couplets, reasonable loading. You even get 3 minutes rest between the two workouts. How great is that? Here's what they are. For the first workout, 95-pound barbell for the men, 65 for the women. That's going to be for your friend and mine, the barbell thruster. You're then going to break out a kettlebell, a 53-pounder for the men, a 35 for the women. You're going to be performing a Russian kettlebell swing. So the bell just goes to eyeball level, not all the way overhead, because the thruster goes overhead. First workout, 21-15-9 reps for time, thrusters, Russian kettlebell swings. So 21 thrusters, 21 swings. 15 thrusters, 15 swings. 9 thrusters, 9 swings. That's going to be a real hoot. Mark your time, look at the clock, rest 3 minutes, and then with the same gear, 3 minutes later, 21-15-9, push press, followed by the Russian kettlebell swing. And that push press is with that same 95-pound barbell for men, 65-pound barbell for women. That's going to do it. It could have a very Fran-esque feel. There's a two-person team workout today as well, because fitness with friends is fun. And nothing about this needs to be unbroken, but I would picture it in my mind very much in a Fran sort of fashion, where it's supposed to be a shorter time domain, higher intensity sort of a workout. So that means there shouldn't be a tremendous amount of standing around, although there certainly will be. Things are going to get broken up. It's going to be more taxing than you think, that's for sure. But we don't want to get through that first set of 21, with 3 sets of 7. That means the loading's probably a bit too heavy for you. I would like to see each set broken up no more than once in an ideal world. We've got a video showing the thruster, the Russian kettlebell swing, and the push press. Super Fitness robot times for this, 3 minutes and 30 seconds on the first workout, 3 minutes or less on the second workout. More likely time, 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less on the first workout, 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less on the second workout. Wild card option, we're keeping the same loading, okay, the 95-65 for the barbell and the 53 for men, 35 for the kettlebell, for the women, but we're knocking the reps down. So now instead of 21-15-9, it's going to be 15-12-9 for the thrusters and swings, 3 minutes rest, 15-12-9 for the push press and Russian swings. So that might be a nice middle ground as well to cut down the overall volume but maintain that same kind of loading there. And of course, there's a two-person team version. Scaled option, we're keeping the 21-15-9 rep scheme but now lowering the overall loadings. The thruster, as well as the push press, goes down to 65 pounds for men, 45 for women. The kettlebell swings, still Russian, go to a 35-pound bell for men, 25-pound bell for women. Still 3 minutes rest between workouts, and there's a two-person team version. The limited equipment option. Assuming they don't have a barbell, assuming they don't have a kettlebell, they've just got a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women, they're in for an absolutely great day. They're going to be my super friends at the end of this. First one, 21-15-9, dumbbell thrusters, and then a Russian swing with the dumbbell. So the dumbbell thrusters are dumbbell thrusters, but then you're still doing what looks like a Russian kettlebell swing, but you're just holding one dumbbell in your hand when you do that. Rest 3 minutes, 21-15-9, dumbbell push press, followed by Russian dumbbell swings. They also have a two-person team version. The limited equipment crew, they're just made out of different stuff. They're tougher than the rest of us. Video showing the dumbbell thruster, the dumbbell swing, and the dumbbell push press. Their goal times, I believe, are exactly the same as the workout of the day. Yes, they are. No equipment workout, 10 rounds for time, 15 air squats, 15 sit-ups. Accessory work, again, in case you just feel like you need to do some more stuff. Optional as always. First is the dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 50 reps total, alternating legs each time. You choose the height, you choose the loading, got a video there. Then the other part is an either or. I'm not looking to have you do both. Either wall walks, 10 to 20 reps, slow and controlled. Got a video there. Or the overhead carry. Mark out 100 feet, lock out a dumbbell, a pair of dumbbells, a barbell, a pair of kettlebells, whatever's appropriately heavy for you overhead. March 100 feet with that locked out overhead. Rest a couple minutes, do it a second time. Rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. You do your 5 to 15 minute cool down, and then for stretching, we've got the foam roller for the back and lats and anywhere else that you need it, trap stretch with the lacrosse ball, and wall stretch for the leg. Hope you enjoyed those two very innocent couplets. Most of us, tomorrow's a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.